Good evening, everybody.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. Good evening. Back for another week of Health Talk. I am Donald Snowden. Hope everybody's had a productive week, a healthy week, feeling good, feeling great. We've had a lot of things going on this week, actually the last month. Major storms come through. I know we have some people in Florida who were slightly affected in Atlanta. And so, you know, just keep the world in your prayers right now. We're going through a time where, you know, a lot of tragedy, a lot of shifting and transitioning happening. But we still got a fight to fight. We still got to help those who need the help. We're going to have people recovering from these storms for a really long time. And we hope it's not like Katrina or a lot of these other storms and things that floods that have happened that people stayed displaced for years. What happened over in Haiti and, you know, all of those things. I mean, it becomes a big deal to a lot of us. And it seems like it's getting closer and closer to home. But no matter where it is, people need help. And so, therefore, whatever it is that you do to help and just give. Just like we help and give. And so, with that being said, welcome to this week's Health Talk. I have somebody that I want to bring on to get this call started. He's a great friend of mine. He's a great mentor of mine. Always has the passion for health and wellness and life, and really just exudes it with his everyday life, with his practice of health and what he does personally in his life to keep himself going so he can continue to be that example of greatness. So with this time, I want to bring on my good friend, John Bryan. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, Donald. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good, doing good.
Can you hear me okay?
Yep. Look, you can be a little louder, but I can hear you good.
All right. Good evening, everyone. Good. Welcome to the Annapolis Health Talk, and we have a wealth of information for you. If there's anyone that's new on the line, you'll have the opportunity to speak by pressing 1, and Donald will recognize that you would like to have some comments or questions or whatever. We'd like also your feedback. Some of the material that you don't need to hear. In other words, we're going to be covering many of the pathologies, cancer, diabetes, fibromyalgia, weight loss, all of the things that people are plagued with now. And we hope that this information will help you to make a decision to take charge of your own health and not let the doctor take that charge of your health. When you do that, you're in trouble. And I don't mean all of medical science, because it does have benefits for us. You break your arm or your leg or whatever, you go there, you get it mended, you can come to us. Which, when I say us, this is Longevity, is the name of our army that is headed by Joel Wallace, who has come up with products that will help the body heal itself, which we call the secret. The body will heal itself if you cut your arm, or anywhere that you cut yourself. You go to bed at night, and the body starts mending. And then the cut is not as deep. And it will continue to heal like that. That is that doctor that God has put in us, that the body allows the body to heal itself. The only problem with that, though, is that we put so much poison, and I'm talking about all of that sugar, those fried foods, fried chicken, fried fish, french fries, everything that's fried is not good for your human temple. Now, the motto with this company is give your body, give yourself the best nutrition you can, because it's not in the earth anymore. 95% of the earth is depleted of minerals and everything that you need to help it. To feed that doctor that I spoke of that will help the body heal itself. Everything that we are doing and that I find that I have been doing is things to destroy the body. Putting grease and french fries and oils, and we're doing that with our children and all. The arteries are clogged up, and they're getting stents put in. So all of this kind of stuff right now going on is big business. And it's tapping on to your insurance company, wherein you're never to be healed, because they say you're going to have to take these medications for the rest of your life. And I'm sure a lot of you that hear my voice hear this all the time. I was told the same thing. And I do, like Donald said, about praying for those people in those destitute areas. I pray all the time, and I ask God to lead my path to the truth so that I can get this truth and pass it on to others who will listen. And some of it falls on stony ground, just like the Bible says. Some of it falls on deaf ears. Some of it says, some will say, oh, he's crazy. But when I look at myself in the mirror, and when I hear the compliments from my friends and from people that don't even know me and find out my age is 78, and that I'm playing with 6 different bands. I play with the Annapolis Drum and Bugle Corps. I have a alkaline water that I distribute to people. I have people come to my home to check out the products that we have and try the products and have received all kinds of results from just taking minimal products. Now, I have purchased many products by going to health food stores, getting organic food, and getting all those things. And little did I know that even though it's organic, planted in that same depleted soil, so therefore it's not doing you any real good. And when you take these products, longevity products are the only ones that I have taken that I have gotten immediate gratification from. In other words, when it went into my system, my body recognized it right away and let me know and gave me signals. Sight improved, blood pressure less, spine straightened up, arthritis gone, more stamina, and the list goes on. So give yourself the best nutrition you can, and that's what I did when I tapped on to longevity. And none of them out there are saying, try the product for 90 days. And in the first 30 days, if you don't notice any difference, box it up, send it back to me, send you your money back. Now go out to any of those vitamin stores or wherever. Once you open that seal up on that bottle, that's yours. So give yourself the best nutrition you can and let the healing be done by the greatest physician of all, and that is your own body. But that doctor that's in your system is sick. Because many of you on the line who get on, they have diabetes, they have cancer, they know someone that had it, they know the people that are dying, that's not dying with it, they know the people that are being told that they'll never get well. And all of that is a lie, because it's all based on what medical science knows, not what Dr. Wallace knows. And he's come up with these products that are geared to heart problems, that are geared to the whole body, everything, the brain, the heart, the feet, every eye, and all of these things that people have thousands of testimonies, not only here in America, but overseas and all. The same thing. This company has become worldwide. And so we're dedicated to providing the health and wellness products you need to lead a full and happy life. Health and wellness are only possible if they radiate from a solid foundational sound center, which is supposedly that doctor that's within us. Although the human body system are complex and multi-dimensional, there exists a core group of nutrients that have the greatest influence in support of vibrant and flourishing health. These essential minerals, vitamins, amino acids, and essential fatty acids, which we call the 90 essential nutrients, are at the very center of our commitment to improving lives through technological advance, high quality proteins. Now, our products have been scrutinized by Clemson University and many other companies, only to find out that longevity is number one and up in the top five of everything that's out there. And they have, there are not many companies, because you can go out there and buy, as it was in the news a while back, you can buy products that don't have anything in there that they're putting on there as ingredients. So you have to be very careful in what you're putting in your system, and you want to put things in there that work for you. A gentleman now that has liver cancer, and he finally started taking the Z-radical that we have. And that Z-radical is already turned his situation around, that the doctors can't believe that the tumors have shrank as much as they have. And this gentleman will be well on his way to recovery, taking the product, following the protocol. And the protocol can be difficult for you, found it to be. But the way I look at my food, when I look at food that I'm ingesting in my system, is this is my fuel to live. Now, question, do you want to live or do you want to die from some ailment? No, I chose life over that. So I don't have to have a piece of fried chicken. You can take the chicken and boil it. You can bake it. And you want organic chicken if you're eating it. But anything besides frying it. And if you're giving that to your children, you need to stop, because it won't last long. So I've given you a little bit of an oversight of what of longevity, and Dr. Wallace and Donald can cover a little more about him as far as his credentials. And this gentleman is highly recommended. And out of all of the thousands of people that we have that are dealing with this company, that he is the only one medical doctor that I could call and get advice from right over the phone. And he'll tell you what you need and so forth. Call your doctor and see if you can get him. You won't get a call back. But Dr. Wallace, you will. And this man does over 300 lectures a year. So his time is tied up and is utilized by the people that he is dedicated to saving lives. And that's what God wants him to do. And this man is God-driven. And I also have a lot of respect for the gentleman that Mr. Donald Snowden Jr. and Donald Snowden Jr. Sr., Donald Sr., who got me involved with longevity. It was the best move that I have ever made in my life. And I owe that to God, first of all, my life, and I owe it to Donald and his father for sharing this idea and this concept with me and this truth with me that I have over 250 people that have joined the company as a result of testimonies from me and everyone that joined under me. And Donald, likewise, and it goes all the way up the line for the thousands of people that we have in this company, Florida, Georgia, Tennessee, Hawaii, all over the world, Africa. So if you're on this call, thing that you could have ever done, and I hope that this information will benefit you and that you will use this information, because faith without works is dead. You can hear it all night long. But if you don't put these products in your system, that body is crying for these products. And we have testimonies out there. There's a Pastor Sims who took the challenge and started using these products. And we talked to Pastor Sims just last night, and I mean to tell you, Pastor Sims is so fired up that we're starting this all around to get pastors involved, that they can take the challenge, use the product, and then use their own testimony about what it's done for them. So I thank you all that are using the product, and I hope that you continue, because that's the only way. God bless you all. And I turn this program now over to one that I have a lot of respect for, that I love, and that as a young man coming up, he's at the top. I give you Donald Snowden Jr. Donald, take it away.
John, I appreciate it. I really do. And again, it's always a wonderful opportunity to be able to do business with your friends. A lot of people say, well, you can't do business with your friends and your family, but that's not true. You really can. And if you're doing the right thing, you're on the right mission, you got the same mind frame, it makes it fun because you can share and you can do things that you wouldn't ordinarily be able to do day to day if you live in a different lifestyle. So because we're all on the same team, we're on the same path, it's just a beautiful thing. You know, you can talk to somebody. We talk just about every day. And, you know, it never gets old because it's always somebody we're trying to reach out to help, always trying to figure out the next program we're going to be a part of, the next thing we're going to do, this call every week. I mean, we're always back and forth putting something together. So really, I wanted to kind of start off just talking about, you know, the climate of healthcare. I'm a documentary junkie, so I watched a documentary today that was it was awesome. It was only about 30 minutes long. But they talked about the fact of how there's a correlation, or there's actually a non-correlation between happiness and pleasure. And it was kind of interesting because most of the time when you think about happiness, you think about pleasure or being having a feeling of pleasure, or you do things for pleasure to be happy. And in listening to this gentleman, he wrote a book, and it's called Hacking the Minds of America. And in his documentary, he talked about how we look for pleasure, or we mistake pleasure for happiness. We look for things that are pleasurable to us, but we constantly continue to find other things that are pleasurable. You might get a new telephone, a new iPhone, and that brings you a sense of pleasure. Or you might go out and spend time with friends, and that brings you a sense of pleasure. And there's always something that we're doing to seek more pleasure. But happiness is something that's found on the inside of you. Happiness is when you look in the mirror and you look inside of yourself. And it made so much sense. And when you really pay attention to what happiness is, it's just really a sense of balance in life. It's an inner thing. It's an inside-out game. It's not an outside-in game. Things that you do for pleasure a lot of times are outside. They're external. But happiness lives inside of you, within your soul, within your spirit. And that's when you have what's called life's balance. And life's balance really is a balance of time, a balance of health, and a balance of finances. And if you have a balance between all three of those, you have a level of happiness because you're able to feel good within. You're able to know within that there's nothing that you can't do. You're able to know within that your health has not gotten in your way. And so when you have that sense of happiness, that's something that nobody can take away from you. They talked about how the pleasures of social media, people get on social media and they become pleasured by seeing somebody like their photo, or they become pleasured by getting a comment in their message box. Like they actually, the body actually releases serotonin, and it's like, oh, wow, you know, and your body kind of perks up. Your mind perks up. But then when you don't receive those things, or you look at people's lives through social media, because people mostly only put the highlights of their life on social media, whether it be a celebrity or whether it be a friend of yours who maybe traveled a lot, who's gone to the beach, or who's gone on a trip, and they're on the trip and they're sending pictures back and videos and all of these things, and we tend to think, man, why can't I do stuff like that? And what we put in our brains is amazing. Like our mind, what you put in your mind really controls your health. And that's the mental health is as strong as your physical health, if not stronger. Because your mental health is one of those things that if you don't have a balance, you're always chasing. It's either we're chasing money, or we're hoping to have enough time, which we don't have enough of, or we're hoping that we have enough health. And with the climate in America, we don't have the balance that we need. It's very few that have that balance. The top 5% have that balance. But at the same time, the top 5% don't necessarily have the, I'm sorry, the top 1% don't have that balance, because most of what they're based on is greed and just taking and taking and taking, and then without the consequence, or without thinking about who's being affected by it. You know, when you get to the top 5, the top 15% in the world, and I'm talking about not necessarily money, but I'm talking about balance. You have that balance in life. And that's what we all strive for, and that's what we all look to achieve. And even when you reach a point of financial success, you start to give it back. Warren Buffett said, he spent half of his life making his money, he'll spend the rest of his life giving it away. And you see these different charities, regardless of what the charity is for, but you just see them giving away their money. And yeah, sometimes it's fueled by tax write-offs and different things, but really it becomes a point of giving. You understand that you really don't have salvation, and you really don't have a sense of purpose in life until you can give. And when you give from the heart and you give genuinely, that gives you a sense of happiness, because why? That's coming from the inside. Giving is an inside thing. And so that's part of the balance that we all look for. And I had an article that I also read, and it's a rather old article, old in the sense of it was this year. I think it was trying to think of what month it was. It's about 2 or 3 months ago. And I mentioned this on a call the other day, but there was a chiropractic couple, a New York chiropractor and his wife jumped to their deaths from an office building early Friday morning. And according to the New York Post, the gentleman's name was Glenn Scarpelli and Patricia Collett. Glenn was 53 and Patricia was 50. And they left suicide notes stressing that they just could not live with their financial reality. And prior to their deaths, they took two trash bags filled with their things, placed them on the curb by their house. And then they went to their office, the chiropractic office on Madison Avenue, and they leaped from the 9th floor around 4:45 a.m. And their bodies were found in the middle of East 33rd Street in New York City's Mary Hill neighborhood. And inside of their pockets, they had suicide notes and their IDs. And they said, "We had a wonderful life. Patricia and I had everything." I guess this is the gentleman speaking. He said, "But we both have medical issues," he continued, "and we just cannot afford the health care. Our kids are upstairs. Please take care of them," the woman's note added. And the kids were Joseph, who was 19, and their daughter Isabella, who was 20. And these people, they reported as facing serious financial burdens. They had liens against their properties and their businesses. They owed like $23,000 in federal taxes. They had over $200,000 in medical debt. And so the gentleman also paying back, they took legal action against him for failing to pay back nearly $60,000 in student loans he took out in 2000 while he was studying at the Logan College of Chiropractic in Chesterfield, Missouri. So these are people who you would see, you would probably go to their office if you were needing chiropractic care, and this man would adjust you, and you'd think, "Oh man, this is a chiropractor." You would never think, ever in your wildest dreams, think, "This is a chiropractor." Chiropractors seem to be pretty natural type people or what have you. They don't necessarily subscribe to the whole medical system. But here it is, they're suffering, and I'm talking about this couple. And so we tend to look at people based on their status, based on the amount of money they have that we think they have because of their lifestyle. We tend to look at people based on the statuses and the different things that they do in life, and we feel like they must be happy. And that's why for what we do, it's so important to have conversations with people and really connect with people. Because when we connect with people from a holistic aspect, and we're talking about the balance of life, from time to health to money, people, you'll find that so many people are failing in health, like really bad. Or they know people who are failing in health really bad. And I told the story of Steve Jobs last week. And I don't think we know too many more people that had much as much money as he did. But he was failing in his health. And so this conversation of health is not going away. And actually, it's going to be more and more prevalent day to day because we're suffering more. And then with all the catastrophes and tragedies that we're having around the world, the sewer systems and all of the systems that kind of get merged together when you have floods and things like that, people being displaced, animals being displaced, you know, we're going to have a bigger problem than what we think. So when we look at health and we look at really the breakdown of health, we have to start paying attention to our bodies. We have to start paying attention to the things that just don't feel right about us sometimes, from little aches and pains that we may have that we just feel like, oh, it's part of getting old, little nagging headaches that we get that we feel is just a stressful day. You know, we get these warning signs, but we always tend to just blow it off as something else. But it's our body's way. It's like the red warning light that comes on in your car. Your car's still running, but if this light comes on, this check engine light comes on and says, hey, we need to check on some things. And we don't take the time to do that. And so when you come to us in a place like the platform that has been set up by Youngevity, you're going to get taken care of in all aspects because we have the mental support, we have the physical support, and we have groups where you have the spiritual support. So you're going to be taken care of in all three facets of your life. But not only that, we have to start to treat the inside of us like we want people to see us on the outside. We dress up, we put on clothes, we put on our Sunday's best, we go different places and people see us and they tell us how wonderful we look. But the big thing is, are we looking in the mirror and telling ourselves on the inside how wonderful we look from a health aspect? And we don't take the time to do that. And so we have to really take the time because of the toxins, because of the pollutants, because of the foods we've eaten, the prescription drugs we've been on for various things. We really have to take the time to give the body a cleanse, a detox. You start over on a clean slate. It's no different than a drug dealer, a drug addict or somebody who's been hooked on drugs or hooked on alcohol or any of those type of addictions. They have to get clean. They have to get sober. And it's the same thing with our bodies. Our bodies aren't any different. We look at those people, and when they get clean and when they get sober, they go through support programs, they go through health programs, they go through all these different types of programs that they have to be a part of. Why? Because we got to hit it from each side of the fence. We got to hit the health. We got to hit the spiritual. We got to hit the physical. And that's one of the things that we have to do here within our own bodies. So the nutrition is important. But before the nutrition is your health, is the detox, is getting your system clean, getting back to a clean slate, removing the impurities from the body, removing the toxins from the body, because those things are what affect us mentally. These chemical imbalances and different things that we have from the toxins within our body affects how we react every day, because we mostly live reactive lives. Things just tend to happen and we react to them, but very rarely are we in control of the day, planning our day, knowing exactly what we're doing today, and being able to take on what comes. I'm not saying it's not going to be hard, because of course it is going to be hard. But the preparation of the hard, the preparation to be ready for the hard, is that's what's important. To know that it's something coming today, but you know what? I know it's all part of the journey of getting to where I need to go, And if you chalk it up to being part of the journey, then you don't take it as personal. You still have to deal with it. So you still have to experience it, because all we know at the end of the day is what we've experienced. And we want to experience better health. We want to experience a better self. And in order to do that, you start with the cleanse. You start with the detox. You start with taking the body and saying, we're going to do something different, but I'm giving you an opportunity to get back to where we need to be so the cravings will turn off. The late night eating will turn off. The bad sleeping habits will turn off. We got to get all of that stuff to get turned off so that we then can start to move forward. And when we say move forward, we get the body detoxed, and then we start to introduce the nutrition. And when we introduce the nutrition, then now the body is starting to pick up some steam, starting to say, oh, man, this feels good. This feels great. I'm sleeping better. I'm eating better. I feel better. And when we continue to do those things, then our mental state starts to change. And then our spiritual state starts to change. We become more thankful. We're in a spirit of thanks, as opposed to being in a spirit of asking. Lord, please help me lose some of this weight. Oh, my God, why do I have to? I can't fit these pants. Oh, why does my head hurt all the time? You know, as always, we're asking these questions as if we don't have the answers. And most of the time, we don't. We just feel like it's part of something else. But I'm telling you, once you start to really experience the body from ground zero and you get to build it the right way, not too many times can you start over in life, but also to start over with your health. And the body will allow you to do that. That heart will get up and beat every single day until it can't beat anymore, whenever that day may be. And most of the time, we have some control over that, but the spiritual leader decides when it's really going to be done. But I'm talking about what we have control over. And so the body will continue to work. I mean, we see people in such ill health, mentally, physically, and their bodies still work. You see people limping, or you see people barely able to walk and in pain, but their body is still trying to work. The body is resilient. It just wants to do what it wants to do, and it wants to be able to do it the right way. And it gives us the ability every day to start over. And when we start over and we start to give it what it needs and we start to feed it the fuel that it needs, we'd be surprised how the turnaround in what we do works so well, how you feel and how you look, but most importantly, how you feel about yourself. And that's one of the things that balance brings, is the feeling that you have about yourself and the situations and the people around you. And once you start to feel great, you tell everybody, because there are so many people. Like I said, it doesn't matter the status of those people. They want to feel great as well, and a lot of them aren't. You know, a lot of them are working long, long days and long, long nights. A lot of them have more money than they know what to do with, but they don't have the health, or they don't have the mental stability. And so I find that in my own journey, finding that balance is nothing but personal development, has been nothing but personal development for me, and really, really searching out greatness within myself. And when I've been able to harness some of that, and it's still a work in progress. It's always going to be a work in progress. You never get all the way personal. You'll never wake up and say, I'm fully personal developed. It's a journey, and we have to wake up, and we have to get better every day. And it seems like when we get a little bit better, That's when the trials come. That's when the tribulations come. That's when the things that knock us back come, or that's when the cravings come. Man, I haven't had a piece of cheesecake or whatever it might be in a long time. And then you fall victim to that craving, and then you kind of fall off the wagon for about a week. And then you look up again, and it's about a month, and say, man, I'm going to get back in my routine because I just don't feel right. And then another couple of months goes by, and you say, man, and then you realize now you picked up weight. And you say, wow. How did that happen so fast? And then we get back on the horse and we start trying again, and we get good at it. And we we feel better about it, and we just keep going, and we keep going, and we keep going, and something else will try to knock us off our horse. But we're stronger this time. Because why? The body has been given what it needed, what's needed to continue to go and to continue to grow. And if you're not growing, you're dying. And so therefore we must, it's important that we take our health, the first part, serious, because most of us have goals and dreams and aspirations and things we want to do in life. But without our health, we can't do those things as efficiently as we're supposed to, because we're dealing with different things that keep us from that, keep us distracted. And one of the big things is distractions and procrastination. It slows us down. It's the same thing with the body. The body wants to work. The body doesn't like to procrastinate. Our mind will tell us to, but our body really doesn't like to. And that's why when we get sedentary and we don't move around and we don't do the things we are used to doing, the body will tell on us. So from an aspect of when you look at it holistically, it's all an inside game. It's all in our minds. It's all in our bodies. It's all built on the inside of us. The Creator is a wonderful, it's just a wonderful thing. Creation is a wonderful thing. But the great thing about human beings is we've been given the opportunity of choice. But not only that, we've been given everything that we need to make those choices. And if we don't harness that and take advantage of that, then we lose it, because we all have a purpose. And if you're not serving your purpose, whatever that may be, some of us never find our purpose, because there's so many other things that get in our way throughout life, and so many people telling us that we don't have a purpose, and we can't do this and we can't do that, and we fall victim to that. We all do at some point in time in our life. But I tell you, if you can't live your purpose, you're doing the world a disservice, because that was given to you and you only. And if you don't do it, then the world is left without what you had to give. And we have to have our health. We have to have our wellness to be able to do those things. And one of the wonderful things that I like about longevity and what they put in place, as we're talking about the climate of America and the things that are going on with America these days, we hear about the insurance stuff that's going on and whether or not we'll be covered for this or who will be covered for that, or are they going to cover pre-existing conditions, and we really don't know what's going on. And there are a lot of people in limbo, and there are a lot of people, even if you ever go to restaurants or you go to retail stores and if you talk to some of those people, or if you work in them, then you understand. But if you talk to some of those people, they're working part-time jobs, 2 and 3 part-time jobs with no insurance, because if you're part-time, most companies are giving you part-time so that you don't have to work. So if you don't work full-time hours, they don't have to pay you insurance. And then we have the whole situation with the Affordable Care Act that we don't know what's going to happen. So there are a lot of people right now in limbo. And one of the things that Longevity has put in place is their telecare program. And the telecare program is a wonderful program because it's only $19.95 a month, but it covers up to 5 family members for $19.95. And so if you have a particular issue, could be an asthma flare-up, it could be a headache, you get food poisoning, I mean, it could be kind of anything that you have going on. And what you can do is, if you're part of this telecare program that they've set up, for $20 a month for a family of 5, you can call this number, speak to the assistant, and she will have a doctor call you back. You tell the doctor your issue. He'll talk through the issues, some of your history with you. And then if a prescription is needed or something is needed, an antibiotic or something like that, he'll send it to the pharmacy that's close to you. So even if you are out of town, you're in another state, you know, visiting family, whatever it may be, you can then run over to the pharmacy and pick up your prescription so that you can get help. You don't have to look for urgent care and pay a $200 copay, whatever it is for urgent care. You don't have to, the emergency room copay. Urgent care is like about $50 to $100 copay. or you need to find a doctor's office. You know, you don't have to do those things. You got to pay the copay, and if you don't have insurance, it may be even higher than that because you don't have insurance. So, you know, this is a program that they've set up to help people because, you know, we want everybody to be healthy. We want everybody to detox and take their nutrition. But a lot of people, we have to help where they are because their resources are such that they can't, may not be able to do it. And that's that balance that we're looking for. A lot of times we find that people who don't have the resources to spend on their health tend to have bad health because why? You depend on the medical system more. And the more you depend on the medical system, then you understand that they're there to make you or to continue you down the same path you're on or to suppress your symptoms enough so that you feel a little better. But that just happens until you get to a point where you can't take it anymore, and then your health really starts to decline, and then it's time for surgeries and all these major drugs and anything to get up every day and try to feel somewhat normal. So they've put programs in place like this to be able to help people where they are, save them on their cost of insurance and prescription costs with the pharmacy discount card. There's a free pharmacy discount card where you can save up to 85% off of your prescription cost. And so the thought with that program is, hey, if I can save you $100 on your prescription, if I can save you $75 on an office visit or whatever it might be, you take some of that money and put towards your nutrition or put towards your detox. And so now we are able to then help you wean yourself off of whatever prescription drugs you may be on because now you're taking the nutrition that's needed. And so they have really rolled out the red carpet, I like to say, in all facets of life to be able to help. That program is an amazing program. We have I've probably handed out maybe 3,000 of those cards myself over a period of time, those pharmacy discount cards. And, I mean, we used to have them years ago as well. And at that point in time, I handed out maybe about 10,000 of those cards. So those pharmacy discount cards are amazing because there are so many people that I can, if I just happen to be in a Walgreens or a CVS, I'll mosey on back to the pharmacy and see who's back there, and I'll just hand out a couple of cards. And people can save off their prescription costs right then. And so that's a wonderful thing. So you're saving people on their prescription costs right there at the pharmacy. And for each prescription, Longevity will give you something for it, for saving that person money. So stuff that we would normally do anyway, Longevity sees an opportunity to say, you know what, if you do this, we're going to give you a little incentive. And that's, I mean, it would be stuff that you would do anyway, day to day. And for somebody to say, hey, just do a little bit more of this, and we'll help you. I mean, I don't need a lot of motivation, but that's some good motivation. You know, we go to our job every day for that kind of motivation. Our boss tells us, oh, do a little bit more of this, and we do a little bit more of that, and hey, we'll get a raise. We don't always get the raise, but we always seem to end up. So, you know, these are things that I find that within this company they've tried to do to make sure that not only can we help people, but we really can save people. Because sometimes help is a relative word. You can help people by giving them information, but that doesn't mean they can do anything with it. You can help people by giving them money, but that doesn't mean they'll spend it in the right place. But at the same time, you can also help people by saving them something or by giving them something that's an instant. They get instant relief from a pain of a joint, or they get instant energy from being always tired and fatigued. Those things are tangible. You can feel that. You can see that. And that's what excites people, and that's why this company has grown like it has, and that's why so many people are just inviting their friends and family to do the right thing, and that's take care of themselves so we can have each other around longer. We're losing people far too soon in life these days, in their 30s. In their 40s, people dying in their 30s, in their 40s, of what 80 and 90 year olds used to die from. So, I mean, this is a very important time in our life and a very important time in our history. And, you know, there are certain things that happened throughout history that we didn't get a chance to be a part of, but maybe our parents told us about it or our grandparents told us about it. You know, and we get to hear about that and the civil rights movement. Oh, yeah, I was a part of that. Oh, yeah, I know people that were a part of that. And you hear those stories. Or Vietnam. And we know so many people that went to Vietnam and they talk about, you know, when I went to war, I got this injury or I helped this person or whatever the case may be. I mean, we hear these things in life currently now. I mean, with the wars we're having now and we're getting friends and family come home with PTSD and all of these debilitating mental issues from all the things that they've seen and the fact that they don't get proper nutrition when they're out there on the battlefield. They come into a chow hall and it's all the food you want to eat, but not all of it's always good for you. Why? Because it's given to them by the government. Anybody growing up that was on government assistance or got government food, no, it wasn't good food. So they don't get anything different. It's still the government. It's still paid for by the government. It still comes from the big companies that have the processed foods and the things that are not good for us. So they get the same thing. It's no different. And so their nutrition and their body's depleted. They're up all day and night on shifts. I mean that's a whole other climate of people that we don't even always tend to pay attention to. They commit suicide. The rate of suicide is faster in military people than any place in the world. I mean, every I think it's 22 seconds or something like that, a military service person is committing suicide. And a lot of it is because of the PTSD and the malnutrition, because a lot of that stuff is mental. Yes, you've seen a lot and they've done a lot, but you got to realize they're in another country 3 or 4 years at a time doing different tours with no real sense of help and no real sense of nutrition. Therefore, their bodies are failing. Not to mention all of the smoke that they're breathing from the fires and the gun battles. I mean, it's more than a notion of what these people go through. But we have these points in history where we have the ability, just like with this movement that we're on, we have the ability to be able to help these people. And when the time comes and we get older and we start to talk to our children and our grandchildren or whatever it might be, and we have the legacy that we're leaving, what bigger than you can you say that you did? What did you go out and do to give to humanity, to give to the world? How did you give up yourself? How did you give up your time? Because, again, that's what comforts you on the inside. That's where happiness lives. When I can help somebody get off of their type 2 diabetic medication, that's happiness for me. When I can help somebody finish their detox and talk to them and know that they've lost 20-some pounds or they're feeling great, better than they've ever felt, and they say, man, I appreciate you. You have something to do with that. That's happiness. And I, you know, for all of those things that tend to happen, it's always been hard for me to say thank you because I don't ever feel like it's me. I feel like it's something that I'm supposed to do. Like, I don't need recognition for something that I'm supposed to do. But my dad always reminds me, people always remind me that, you know what, it's not about you. It's about how you made a person feel, and that's why you say thank you. You're saying thank you for them, not necessarily for you. And that's something that I'm working on and I'm learning to accept. But it's just, I just feel like you're supposed to help people. You're supposed to give of yourself. And then you have mentors and you have people in your corner that give of themselves for you. So it's a precious cycle of people that care for one another and people that give to one another that makes it good. And people get different things from different people. It's not one person you might get money from, one person you might get inspiration from, one person you might get health information from. You know, it's always different for different people that you have in your life. But they bring value, and you bring value to them, and that's what it's all about at the end of the day. And that also helps with your health, because when you feel good and you do good, it makes you smile inside. It makes your heart smile inside. And so, yeah, I know we get on the phone a lot and we're talking about products and we're talking about diseases and we're talking about a lot of different things that affect us from a eating standpoint or a nutritional standpoint. But, you know, with what we going on, what we have going on right now, is a lot of it is mental that we're going through. The wars, the government, the jobs that we have, the floods that we've been having, the hurricanes that we've been having. Some more still probably coming. I mean, it's a scary, like, it's always something to try to scare you, to try to knock you off your square. And so mentally we have to be strong. We have to meditate. We have to pray. We have to do whatever it is that we do that we find solace within ourselves and find that peace within ourselves. And that's what helps the spirit stay settled, and that's what helps the mind stay settled. And again, nutrition is a part of that, because you got to give your body the fuel that it needs. You got to give the brain cells the fuel that it needs always, every day, just like we breathe oxygen every day. So we can't take any days off with our health. And though we do sometimes, it's always harder to fight back after that. So with all we have going on, we just really have to be mindful and pay attention to not only what's going on around us, but to ourselves, because vibrations and energy can shift us in any given second. One minute you're feeling really great, the next minute you're feeling depressed. It could be one of two reasons: your blood sugar is off, or you saw something or you heard something. But if you're already taking care of the health side of you, okay, it's not my blood sugar, but it must be something that I just heard. And now I got to figure out how this energy is going to affect me, and what can I do to turn it into a positive, or to not let it bring me down. You know, I gave to this to the Tom Joyner Fund for the hurricane relief. Do I physically want to go to Houston? Yes. Do I physically want to go to Florida? Yes. Do I have the ability and the time with my son and leaving to do that? I don't. But I felt like if I gave to an organization that I know is going to make sure that the people get what they're supposed to get, that made me feel good. So at the end of my life, and it's said and done, you know, I could say, well, I did contribute something financially to the people in Houston and in Florida. Or I can say, you know, I went out and I spoke to schools and people, and I had a call that I did every week for a certain amount of years where we just talked about health, to reach out to people. These things we don't get paid for, but these things make you feel good because you're reaching somebody. So this is kind of how, when you look at the stories of whether it be Jesus or whether it be Buddha or whether it be Allah, whatever religion you have, whatever level of spirituality you have, when you look at those stories, or Martin Luther King, or those people that just gave of themselves and gave of themselves and gave of themselves. And a lot of times they left this life with nothing to show for it. But a lot of times they did, and they left a legacy, and they started a little ripple in the pond, and now it's a big wave. I think, you know, Martin Luther King is more celebrated now than he was when he was living. So, you know, those are the types of things that you look at when you look at legacy and you look at life and you look at the inside of you. We have families and we have children and we have people that we're responsible to or responsible for or feel a sense of obligation to, or whatever it might be. There's a world out here that's waiting for our dream and our vision. And we have to be mentally strong, we have to be physically strong, and we have to be physically healthy to be able to do those things. And that's the platform that Longevity has offered me and so many other people on this phone and so many people listening around the world. This vision and this platform, it just makes it easy for us to be able to go out and work and do the things that we need to do day to day, but also to be able to share a message of life saving. And I think that sometimes we take it for granted, because we don't see the value in it. We got help, we've got a benefit, but it's like, yeah, yeah, I could tell somebody else about it, but yeah, they probably ain't interested anyway, or they don't have the money, and we don't know what people need and what people have. People will sell everything they have to get what they need if they really know they need it and they want it bad enough. And it's our job to make sure that they get the information that's needed to help them make changes in their own life. So this is more than just products and services and, you know, stock options and making money, but this is truly about life. And these conversations need to be had sometimes. We don't get to have these conversations every day. And it all benefits, and it all ties in to our health, to our wealth, to our legacy, and just to who we are as our character and our level of integrity. And that's the thing that I really take serious is when people look at me, all I have is my word and my name. And at the end of the day, if I can say that I've stood tall and be who I am and do what I need to do, then we can make it work. And I'm happy with that. And I feel that sense of peace on the inside. John, how you feel, man?
Oh, I'm feeling great, Don. Great call, great information.
You got any last words for us?
What I was looking at as far as being healthy myself, that I want to be able to take care of me. And with these products and knowing what I, the way that I'm feeling, and I'm 78 working on 79, and I feel great. I mean, there's nothing that I can do. And what really makes me feel good is that I don't have to be having my children worrying about taking care of my father. Because they had to take care of yourself. And if a lot of these young people don't get themselves in order, the people who are up in age is going to be forced to take care of them or bury them. No joke. This is for real. But it's like a lottery game that a lot of people play with themselves. They know that they have these issues of headache, feeling dizzy, feeling like they're going to pass out or whatever. But because of the fear factor, then it's going to do anything. And it's just like a fire engine that's going to a fire, but it burns, the fire finally burns to the point that there's no return. And I'm seeing that happen to a lot of my friends who are now in their 50s and 60s. One that I see in my mind now that has been sick since last year, had a stroke. And all he can do is stare up at you and look at you. You don't know whether he hears you or not. I was approaching him years ago. He was saying everything was fine. He was in good health. He was that good. He was that. He was overweight and all of those things. So I knew that it was all in the making. And that's what I don't like to see is that it's not that you wish anything on anybody that it happened. But it's all inevitable when you look at how they're struggling and how they're getting worse. And the hurting feeling is that they leave the earth and wasn't a thing you could do. I witnessed that with my youngest brother. And he just wouldn't do what he was required to do. Started turning them around. Father started turning them around. Kept on eating fine foods and the bad foods that people was bringing to him out of love. But they kind of loved took his life away. And then he continued to smoke cigarettes also. So it bothered me for a minute. But then when you look at people do and continue to do what you have warned them about, and I just came to the point that he wants to die. And that's exactly what he did. And he's sitting there holding his hand, watching him, the life water him and him take his last breath. But I was glad I was there for him. He did it his way. But I'm going to try to do it God's way. That I will give you every herb bearing seed for the healing of the nation. Now that that seed has gotten kind of thick, Dr. Wallace has come up with what that seed needs to work. And that's the way for me. Where I'm putting my money on these products. And whoever else I can help that want to be helped. Other than that, I love them all. And I can't save the world. But I can help those that want to be helped. So unless we got anyone on the phone that beat one or want to say something or ask a question or whatever, we'll terminate the call for this week. Is anyone flash?
Oh, sir.
No?
No. Uh-uh.
Okay. All right. Well, we thank everyone that got online. God bless you all. And get some more people on the call. Because sometimes when we don't make a move, there's somebody out there that's really struggling that will make a move. So thank you very much, and I hope you got something out of the call. I'll see you next Tuesday. God bless.